Aleph. Let us just see the Memra Rab Chanina in Taisves. Omar Rab Huna, Omar Rabbi Chanina, in the middle of the Omid. Mamid Odom Behemtoi Al Gabi Yasabim Bishabbis. Avoloi Al Gabi Mukze Bishabbis. That a person is allowed to bring his behemoth to eat Asabim Bishabbis. Avoloi Al Gabi Mukze Bishabbis, but if the behemoth is eating Dvorim Muktzim, so one is not permitted to stand next to the behemoth because we are afraid he might be machal the behemoth Muktzim because it's a dover kal, the behemoth is eating it. So therefore, he's not permitted to stand next to the behemoth. So the Gemara had asked the Kasha, we had learned before, Nochri Sheliket Asabim. Machal Ach of Yisroel, that if a Nochi was Malakit Asabim, that a Yisroel is permitted, that his behemoth should eat from these Asabim. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, these Asabim are Mukze, they were Nitlash B'Shabbos. So why, how is one permitted to be Machal his behemoth? We just learned Avolei Agabi Mukze B'Shabbos, because he might come and be Machal the behemoth, he might be Metal to the Mukze. That was the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara answers the koim lo ba'apa va'ozlo hi va'ochlo. It says machal ach of Yisrael does not mean that he stands close to the behemoth, bishas the behemoth is eating the asabim. No, he just directs her to go there, and he stands far away. That is the Gemara. Now, let us see Tosfos. Eini va'omar Rav Huna omar Rav Chanina, Mamid Odom Avoloy Al Gabi Mukze. That a person is not allowed to be next to the behemoth, Bishas's behemoth is eating Dvorim Mukzim. And the reason is because he might pick it up and give it to her. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Asabim, that the guy was Toilish, is also Mukze. Vahani Asabim Nami Mukzininu, Shenilkitu Hayoim in Amachuba. If the guy caught the Asabim today, so memeila it's mukze. It was mechuba bechnisas hayoim, so memeila it is mukze. Vim taima veleima dahach bereise Rab Shimoni delaslei mukze. In the nyoni mukze there's a machloikes Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. So it could be that this bereise is going, this bereise that says that machel ach of Yisrael, this bereise is going according to Rab Shimon delaslei mukze. In that halach of Rabbi Chanina that says Avolei Al Gabi Mukze B'Shabbos is going according to Rabbi Yehuda the Islay Mukze. B'Yeshloima the Mishani Lo Afilu Ki Rabbi Yehuda. So the first halach is Einoch Hanami. The Gemara could have said it. Now the Gemara wants to say that the Baraisa of Nochi Shaliket Asabim can go Afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda because it is speaking about he's only directing the behemoth to go there, but he's not standing close to the behemoth. Inami, not Isis is saying Chidushim. Moide Rab Shimon b'mukze de mechuba. That even though there are certain mukzes that Rab Shimon does not hold up, obo mukze de mechuba, something that was mechuba betchilas knises hayoim, that is mukze afilo according to Rab Shimon, ki de perish bekuntres beperik ein tzodin, midaloi likton me esmoil, that if a person has dvarim mechuborim, and he had a alternative, he had a possibility to be malaketed. Shabbos, you're not allowed to be malaketed. And he was able to be malaketed erev Shabbos. Is midaloi likton mei esmael akzinu. So he was makze daite minei that he wouldn't use it. Vahavi ki groigris utzmukim. So this is equivalent to Groigris Utsmukim, that Groigris Utsmukim, that he was Mala Reish Gagay Lehis Yabesh. So there, since he knew that it would get into a matzav that it's not Roy Lachile, and he cannot find out when it will become Roy Lachile, so since he's Mala Reish Gagay, he's Makze Daitai Minei, that Shabbos he won't use it, because By putting it al reshgagil his yabesh, he knows it will become ene roi lachile, and he has no idea when it will become roi lachile, so he was makzit midaite. So bekitzer, there are certain muktzis that Rab Shimon is also moide, and Rashi says that a dover that was mechuber, afilu Rab Shimon is moide, that is called muktze midaloi likton me esmoil akzinu. So now Taisvus has a problem. If we will say that this muktzah, the muktzah of Mechuba, Rab Shimon is also made, so now we have a problem. Ubereish beye, the also peiris hanoishrim, the Gemara says that if a peiri fell in Shabbos, one is not permitted to eat it. Mishum gzeira shemo yale v'yitloish. Al-Sagzeire, but it will be permitted to eat it, he might come and be Toilish. Taisvah said before that this is a Milsa de Shchiche, Adam Lot Achreim, and it's a Dover Kal to do. So therefore, they were Geyser, all Peres HaNoishem. So Fraktach Taisvah, why do you need a new Gzeire? Of Shema Yale V'Yitloish, L'Chaire, if Afilu according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon knows also of this Muktzeh, so lechayret samazayot osar. Since betchilas knesis haShabbos, it was mechuber. Midalay liktay me esmal akzino. So poshit you're not allowed to eat these peiris hanoishrim because they're muktzeh. Kim diskatzoy bein hashmoshes. It was muktzeh. I mean, this is better than kim diskatzoy. Akzino loyasalu mishum muktzeh. So Taisvus answers mishum demuchanim loervim. Kehi de b'mokim shenoag. So Taisvah says, no, peiris al gabi ha'ilon, if this person possesses oirve, he has oirvim in his chotzer. So memele, it's mutul olav to see that the oirvim should have what to eat. So memele, he always has in zinin that the oirvim will be able to eat the peiris. So Memele, so he was never makzeh datoy from the peiris, because it's speaking about that he has oirvim b'chatzeiroi, and it's muchin lo oirvim, that means it was oimet to be eaten by his oirvim, so it means this will be used this Shabbos. So Memele, and there's a klal, muchin lo oirvim, ava muchin lo adam. So that means he wasn't makzeh datoy from the shimush of these peiris, because he wanted it to be used. Not, he didn't have zin, he'll use it, but al-kapadim, the oivim will use it. So memele, and muchen loivim, ava muchen loodom. So memele, so peiris, al-gabi ha-ilon, since oivim eat peiris, so memele, so it's muchen. So now, lechayre, if Taisus just said such a yesoi, so now we're back in hot water. So Ibazoi, so Asabim is also Muchin le Behemet. He could have had in Zinin that his Behemet would go, and he'd be Moilich the Behemet to the Asabim in Shabbos, and the Behemet could eat these Asabim. So weiter, it was Muchin le Behemtoi. So Muchin le Behemtoi have a Muchin le Odo. So Ibazoi, so why is it Muktzif the Goy Kod? Just like by Peres HaNoishrim, since it was Muchin, it has a din muchin lo adam, so who adin, these peiris is also, the asabim is also the same thing. So Taisvah says, v'hocha ayri k'she'en abaheime yechoylo lovoy v'lechol min amechuba, v'lohochi havi muktze. Here we are speaking about that the baheime could not get to this mechuba. This Taisvus is going according to the Shittus HaRabbeinu Tam that we had learned yesterday. Rabbeinu Tam said, Amoyre Dike Yesoi, that the halachis we had learned in the Mishnah, in the Baraisa, that Milei Mayim, if a guy was Memale Mayim, is Lahashkes Behemtoi, is Mashkach of Yisrael, Vim Bishvil Yisrael also. So the Rabbi Netam said a shtik teire, that what one is not allowed to derive benefit from a meleches akum, that is davke, if without the meleches akum, If without the Meleches Akum, he would be unable to derive benefit. So Taisit Rabbi Natam said, for example, if a goy was memalei mayim from a boyer, that is a reshus hayochid, he took it out to the reshus haram. So a yid is permitted to drink this water, even though the goy was shoyev it for the yid. Since the yid was able to drink this water by climbing down into the boyer, So the goy's meloche was not mahane the yid. That means I could have had this machel without your meloche. Hadlokes ner, nochi sheidlik ner bishvil Yisrael. Without the meloche of the goy, the yid wouldn't have it. So memele there, the yid is also tevano. But sheaves mayim von a boyer b'shus harabim. So since the yid could have drunk this water without the meleches goy, so a yid is permitted to drink it even if the goy was shayiv it for him. And that's why the Mishnah is medayik, dafke the behemoth also, because the behemoth cannot climb down into a boyer. So memele is considered that only through the meleches akum, the behemoth is able to have this mashke. So Taisus, the previous Taisus said, so that what the Gemara says later, Nochi Sheliket Asabim Bishvil Yisrael is also, the behemoth could have gotten eaten the Asabim. So the Rabbi Natam said that this Beraisa is speaking about that it's Petrei Ivri Denahare, and the behemoth was unable to go and eat these Asabim. So without the Meleches Akum, the behemoth would have been unable to eat it. So therefore it is also. So this is an akimte that the Rabbeinu Tam made. So b'meilus ha-taisva says, so you can't say it was muchen le-behemtoi. We are speaking about bedavke asabim which are not muchen le-behemtoi. Because it's speaking about trei ivre dinare. V'ocha ayrik she'en ha-behemah yechoy lo-lover v'lechol min ha-mechubo u'lohochi yavi mukze. But the Rishayin is Pikan, it's Mabur and Taisvus and Bey. This is only good according to the Rabbeinu Tam Shtik Teire. So we have to say this, I say this Akimte. Not according to the Rabbeinu Tam, so you don't have to say this Akimte, so it's Takishver. Therefore Taisvus comes to say another Teretz. Inami, then Taisvus wants to say another Chilik, not the reason that Peiris HaNoishrim are not Muktzeh because Muchen Lo'irvin, and we say Eshtik Teire, Muchen Lo'irvin, Ave Muchen Lo'odom, and Nuadin Muchen Lo'behem, Ave Muchen Lo'odom. Taisa wants to say now a different Eshtik Teire. Asabim Muktzehem Afil Rab Shimin, you know why? Lefi She'ein Yoishev Umitzabe She'yulketu. Avo B'ner Yoishev Umitzabe Mosa Yechobi Kedamrin Enlel. The Rab Shimon that doesn't hold Muktzah. Where do we see this halacha of Rab Shimon? We see the halacha of Rab Shimon that Rab Shimon holds if a person was madlik a ner is the receptacle that has the shemen and the psil in it. So after it burns out in Shabbos, he's permitted to use this receptacle, he's permitted to use this ner. Ay, Bein Hashmoshes, it was Muktzeh, but he was never Messiah Das from the Shimush of this Ne'er, because he's Yoishev Mitzapah. The Gemara says, he knew that it won't burn the whole Shabbos. So Memele, so this Ne'er was aimed to be used in the middle of Shabbos. So he was never Maktzeh Midaitoi. And all the other Muktzes that Rab Shimon doesn't hold of is also because of this Lomdis. That he had expected, or he wasn't Messiah Da, since there's a possibility that these, behemah shenisnabla, it was Yoishev Mitzapah, the behemah might die. So Mameli was never Messiah Das from the shimush, from the, of the behemah. There's always a lomdus of Yoishev Mitzapah. So Taisvah says, I beside this Amiridike Chilik between Asabim and Peres HaNoishrim. By Asabim, there's no Yoishev Mitzapah. That means if the Asabim were Mechuber Erev Shabbos, so Memele's Messiah Natoi from ever using these Asabim. How will he be able to use these Asabim? They're Mechuber. So Memele Asabim Atake Muktze. So therefore, if a goy went in Kati Asabim, so the Gemara Tain is the It's mukta. That was the Gemara's kasha. Avol b'ner yoishiv mitzapa mosa yichove kedem rinaleil. V'chein peiris hanoishrin, peiris that fall down, yoishiv mitzapa mosa yiplu. Since this is the derech ha'ilom, that peiris that are ripe do fall down, so he's never mesiach das from the shimush of these peiris. So therefore, the Gemara has to say that Peiris HaNoishrim is also als Gzeir. Mamid Odom Behemtoy Al Gabi Yasabim B'Shabbos K'didarshinan B'Mechilten. So Tosfos has a kasha. L'chayre, since a person is Mitzuva Al Shvisas Behemtoy, so how is he allowed to bring his behemah al gabi asabim mechuborim b'shabbos? The behemah is toilish. So how is he allowed to be mesaviv that the behemah should be toilish asabim in Shabbos? Kedadoshine b'mechilten leman yonuach shircho v'chamircho. There's a chiyev of menuche by the behemah also. Yochel lo yenichenu toilish v'lo yenichenu oike. Talmud loyim elaman yenuach, ve'ein ze noyach elotzav. Rabbeinu tam. So memele, so that's why, so even though he's mitzuvah, shvises behemtoi, but that what the behemah is toilish lahanosoi does not fall into the iser of shvises behemtoi. Now let us go back to the Gemara. We had in the Beraisa, the Baraisa said, let us just start the lashon of the Baraisa. Tanu Rabon. Nochi Shaliket Asabim Machel Achav Yisrael. For Nochi was Malaket Asabim for himself, Machel Achav Yisrael. After he's finished, Ayid is allowed to be Machel to his behemah. Vim Bishvil Yisrael Osa. Mile Mayim Lahashkes Behemtoi Mashka Achav Yisrael Vim Bishvil Yisrael also Bamedvorim Amurim She'ein Makiroi. When is this permissible? That if he did it for himself, that it is Mutter She'ein Makiroi, he is not Makir the Yit. Avol Makiroi also. But if he's Makir the Yit, so then it is also. Safilu, he was toilish asabim for himself, it is also. Now what does Rashi say in the Baraisa? What is the reason that Makiroi is also? So Rashi says, Avor Makiroi also, Kosal Kedaitach, and we'll see the Gemara of Yemes falls off from this. The Ovid Nami Adaita Didei, if he knows the Yid, so when he's toilish asabim, he's toilish asabim for both of them. For himself and for the Yid, even though the Yid didn't tell him to do it, but since it's Makiroi, so he does it. He realizes the Yid can't do it himself, so he's Toilish for both of them. So he's Toilish for both of them, so therefore it is also. Now let's go to the Gemara. Omama. Bamed dvorim amurim she'ein Makiroi. Avol Makiroi also. But if it's Makiroi, it is also, like the Gemara. Rabban Gamliel Makiroi Have, we had in the Mishnah, also Nochi Kevish Leirid Boy, if a guy made a ramp to go off the ship, Yoirid Achav Yisrael, so Yid is allowed to use it also. And the Mishnah brings a Maise, Rabban Gamliel is Kainim, Shoyaboyim Besfine, Paosa Nochi Kevish Leirid Boy, Vyoda Boy, Rabban Gamliel is Kainim. So we see a ma'ase that since the goy made it for himself, so memele, so a yid is permitted to use it. Fregt de Gemara, but does given makiroi? Why was it makiroi? So Rashi says, makiroi abe shrei besfino yaboim. They were together in the ship, so mistama they got acquainted. So when he made the kevesh, the stomach had in zinin, there's going to be this, he's not the only one that has to get off the ship, the others also, so he made it for them also. So it's mekiroi. So why is it mutter? So this kasha we have two tzerutzim. Omar Abaye, shaloi befonov hab. Shaloi befonov. So what is the lomdis of shaloi befonov? So Trashi, kshaso loy hoya Rabbi Gamliel sham, v'nechavein lay. He says, that what the Baraisa asked Makira, even though he didn't tell him, that chat, if Yenna is there, Bishasi is doing the Moloch, so he sees Yenna, so he's doing it for Yenna also. But if it's Shaloi Befona, Rabbi Gamliel was in the ship, and he made the ramp, so Memelot, and Nishin Zinengat, says, that good, isn't it? And heaven's in that is making it for Rabbi Gamliel also. So Memelot, so Shaloi Befona, it's Mutter. Rav Amar, afilu teime befonov, ner le'echod, ner le'meyem. So what is Pshat and Rav is there? It's let us see Rashi. Ner le'echod, ner le'meyem. Kevesh le'echod, kevesh le'meyem. That what since he's, so me'mele, so that what he's making for himself could be good for others also. And that is no chesaron. Of Makiroi. That what is Mechaven for Yenna also, Lochere, according to Rove, the Gemara is Chayza. If I'm making it for myself, that I'm Mechaven for Yenna, Rabbi Gamliel is standing there, Geit Menishtar. I'm making it for myself. Avol Gabi Yasabim. Kshu Makiroi Marbe Bishviloi. So that what the Bereise brought down the Haloch of Makiroi, that was only by something that it is, that if he's doing it for Yenna, so he's doing more Meloche. So then Makiroi is also. But that alone, that he's Mechaven for Yenna, since he's Mechaven for himself also, so this isn't also. As long as the Hatzichin's in and also, so it is also. That's Lechei Reb Shatn Rashi. Avol Makiroi also in the beginning, Kosal Kedaitach David Nami Adaita Didei. That was the Havamina. The Havamina was that there's a chesaron for doing for Yenna also. And the Rove was Machadish. That alone is not a chesaron to do for Yenna. It is only by something that passed the Ribui, so then we're afraid Shema Yalba Bishvilei. Abu Stamuza Yasiya for Yenna also, Geit Manishto. L'chei Rabaya Halt Nitazoi. Abaye holds that Abaye wasn't mechalik ne lechod ne lemeye, so Abaye holds that he's doing it for both is also also. Meisvei omale Ram Gamliel hoyu, the Bereis it says that Ram Gamliel told the Chachomim they're permitted to go down the ramp. Hoyu v'shaloi b'foneinu oso, since this was made shaloi b'foneinu, neirid boy, so we can go down. So Lochera and often a raya to Abaye. And for the Gemara, hoyel vi osoi neired boy. So let us see what is Pshat in the Teretz. Zot Rashi, hoyel vi shaloi befoneinu, koshel erov, vi shamine mino, vi befon av oso, vavo pi shein kan malbe bishviloi. There's still a chasorin of Makiroi. Eimahoyel vasol neired boy. V'taime lav mishum shaloi befonofu. The heter is not because of shaloi befonof. Elohochi have a maise. So Pshrashi is very unclear. So the shaloi befoneinu, that is not the key over here. Hoyel vasol neired boy. So the Chodesh Aviv says pshat as follows. That Rabbi Gamliel said as follows: Hoyel va'aso she'im loyaso. If he wouldn't have made it, loy hayinu yechaylem loyma loy lasoi soi afim hoya gam hu yairid boy. That's what Rabbi Gamliel told him. If lemaise he didn't make it as yet, and we would tell him, you know, you have a problem. How are you going to get off the ship? So Memele, so then it would be also. If he wouldn't have made it, and we'd have to tell him, so even though Afim Hugam Hu Yerid Bail be also. Avol Hoyel Voiso Perish Bilyamiroseinu Nimsa de la Atzmoyoso. So the Ike Volt is over here that Gamliel told him that since we didn't have to tell him to make it, if we told him to make it, even though he's making it for himself also, that is also. But Ohio v'shalai b'fan, that means it was done shalai, we didn't have to tell him anything. It was done shalai b'fanenu, that we didn't tell him anything. So memele, neged boy. About the vote, shalai b'fanenu means we didn't have to tell him. Not that we weren't standing there. Toshima, ir she Yisrael v'nochim dorim b'soich. V'hoisa b'melchetz ha-malchetzes b'shabbos. There was a melchetz that they used it in Shabbos. They used it mitzoy Shabbos also. So the loch is as follows. Im roiv nochim, if roiv of the users of the melchetz are goyim, zmuta lirchetz bo miyad. So mitzoy Shabbos, I can assume that the chimum, that the balon made there was machamim, the melchitz, in Shabbos, Mustami made it for the goyim. So memela, so it was not done letzoyrech Yisrael. So memela, it's a meitzoy Shabbos, mutalilchitz bo, with the melchitz cham. Im roiv Yisrael. But what is if roiv of the users of this melchitz are yidin? So memela, then I assume, that Mistama they were mechamen mit for the Yidden. Is yamtim b'chtei sheyechamel chamem. So memeilo, so it comes out that this melchitz was nischamem l'tzoyrech Yisrael. So it was nischamem l'tzoyrech Yisrael. So memeilo, so then a Yid is not permitted to derive benefit from the meloche till b'chtei sheyasu. So he has to wait mitzoy Shabbos till the time it takes to be mechamem the melchitz nochamel. So he shouldn't derive benefit from the chimum that was done in Shabbos. So let us see Rashi, what the kash is. Zogt Rashi azoy. Muta lilchitz bo miyat l'meitzoy Shabbos. Bechdei sheyechamu chamim, shelo yehene b'mashik dimu lohochim b'Shabbos, that he shouldn't not derive benefit from that they were mechamim the melchitz in Shabbos. V'chein b'chol maise Shabbos, Nosnu chachomim shir lahamtim la'erev b'chdei sheyasu. That's the shir. You shouldn't derive benefit from the melacha that was done in Shabbos. V'hocho, the chimum le'echot, chimum le'mei, the bas achas mechamimim. So le'maise, it is done. First of all, there's no, the shayla here of Hashem ya'arbe b'shvilot. It is one maise chimum. Oktani im roiv Yisrael, David dum yedemaki roi, demasik adaitoi, lasois af bishviloi. That means, roiv Yisrael, so he has in zinnin tonight will be big business. Melugme bechamim, we had maitzoi Shabbos, Rashi says, mechitze bechamim. So he's doing it for the Yidin also. He's doing it for the Goyim also now. They're coming in Shabbos. But he's doing it for the Yidin. His memele, so it's also. Va'av al gav the shaloi befona. Here it is shaloi befona. And so memele v'kashe bein labaye bein l'rov. So memele here it's shaloi befona, and it's ne'er le'echad ne'er le'meye. Va'av al piken it is also. And for the Gemara, hosom ki mechamemi adaite derube mechamemi. Adaite derube mechamemi. Ve'ikel chilul haShabbos b'shvilo. That means amiyaches the whole chimum haMelchitz. That means if there's going to be 80 customers in this Melchitz, 60 Yidden and 20 Goyim, so memela, so the ikel chimum haMelchitz is for Yidden. If there wouldn't be Eden, who says he would open up the Melchitz? Who says Salonzach for 20 Goyim to be Mechamim HaMelchitz? Is Ve'iker Chilul HaShabbos B'Shvilo. The whole Gesheft is because of the 60 Yiddish customers that are going to come Meitzoy Shabbos. Avol Nochi V'Yisroel, the Nochi Adaita the Nafshehu David. But if he's doing it for himself, that means he needs it for himself also. Ishori labaye shaloi befono, l'rove afilu befono. He says for himself, Izicha needs it. It'll be done side by side for himself. So memele, so then according to Rove, it is mutar afilos b'fonov, and like tabai al kaponim shaloi b'fonov. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Toshma, aner hadolot b'mesibe. Aner, that was dolot. Is im roiv nochim mutal ishtamish lo ira. Im roiv Yisrael also. Because the ner was dolot b'shvil roiv Yisrael. Machza also. So what's the kasha? Let us see Rashi. Ner hadolak b'mesibe shal b'nei Adam im roiv Yisrael osa. V'hoch et ahav edum yedem akira. Hoyil v'rubeninu asik daite lahadlik av b'shvilom. Uktoni osa. So who's the kasha? So the kasha is on Rove. So we don't say ner le'echod, ner le'meyer. So what is the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, Osamnami ki madlaki adaite derube madlaki. So Rashi says, adaite derube hilkach Yisrael ike. O mechze al mechze, nami leke le meke malode milse, dike le meime ike daite de madlik bishvil Yisrael, vike le meime ike daite de madlik bishvil nochi. Abo, now here Rashi says the Yisod, nochi vi Yisrael, Vahamadlik atzmoy mishtamish loire, vadai iker adaita didei of it. Vekiva de nele echod nele meye shoris. Here the Gemara says the Yisoid of Rove is that if he's doing it for himself, so is iker adaita didei. Ayid is doicha, that tut oichet vadi yid. Abo pshat is, that's a kavonet tfeile. The iker kavonet is for himself. So the Ike Kavon is for himself, so Memele, no, it's Nele Echod, Nele Meye. So Memele, but we can't answer this Nele to Ayid, because the Ike Kavon is for himself. Masha Enkein, if it is not for himself, he's doing it for others, so then, by Roy, the Zicher Asvor, he's doing it for the Roy. And Afilo Machza, Machza, there's a Sophic, I don't know for which Kita he's doing it from. The Ritva asks Lachaire, why did the Gemara ask this kasha from Ner HaDolok? We just said before that Kimechamami Adaita Derube Mechamami. So the Gemara answer saying Osanami Ki Madlaki Adaita Derube Madlaki. So we said already this Teretz before. So why did you need Nachamol the kasha and the Teretz? So the Ritva says, the Salke Daitor, the Davke Gabi Melchitz, and Adam Tereyach, Elo Bishvil Haroi, Veloi Hoyo Tereyach Bishvil Amut. There that involved the Tirche of Chimum HaMelchitz. So that was the Gemara's Teretz. He says, the whole Tirche is only for the Roi, for the Mirti wouldn't have done it. Avul Ner, Kol Adam Tzorich Lener, Vahamadlik Letzerich Kol Echad Humadlik. So here the Gemara held, it's done equally for both. So it shouldn't be a chesaron. Shouldn't be a chesaron according to Rava. So the Gemara answers no. That when there's two kitas, afilo machza, machza, or roiv, could be it is being done the ikar for yana kita. Let us see Toisvis. Omar Abaye, shaloi befonav have, nirelari. So the Ri says, the Moida Abaye, the Ne'ele Echod, Ne'ele Meir. So Taisvi says that the Yisod of Rove, Ne'ele Echod, Ne'ele Meir, is a Dover Amuskim Tabaye also. Ela de Sova, the Hocho, Im Hoya Befonov, Iker Hoya Nase, Letzoyrech Am Gamliel, Shoya Nosi, Besar, Veroish, Besfine. Aces, in the Bereis, it's Mechadish, the Bereis was Mechadish, that Mekiroi is a Sibir Lasois Bishviloi. That's the Chiddush of the Bereis. So Abaye held, if the Yener is an Odom Choshuv, then you say that what at the Iker is, the Tzorech the Odom Choshuv. So that's why Abaye had to say that by the case of Am Gamliel is speaking about Shaloi Befonov. So then, Tutanit, the Davke Fayener. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Shmuel ikla lebei oven teure. Was a mocking. Osa ahu nochi adlik shrage. So Goy went and he put on a light. Hadrine Shmuel liape. So Shmuel turned around. He was chayish eses that the light was for him. We'll see in Taisvis. I mean, either it was speaking about that, and if there was Roiv Akum, so why is Adrine Shmuel la'ape? So Kolkach, there was either Roiv Yisrael or Machtze or Machtze. So Memele, so then you have to clear that maybe the guy did it for the Yidin also. So Adrine Shmuel la'ape, so he turned around. He shouldn't be nene from the light. Kiven the chose, the icy star, the kokori, omar adaita the nafshi hu da adlik. Later, the guy that was madlik had bought stories. So he says, adaita the nafshi hu da adlik. Adrino yila ape gabishrage. So Shmuel turned around again, it was nene. He says, that's the svore, there's a svore if it is done for a tzibur, and the madlik himself hot sich nishten zinnin, so then we have klolim machzah machzah zosa, only roivakum is mutter. But if he also has ano from it, the madlik has ano, so then we say esvore iker adaiti the day of it. So therefore he turned around again. So trashi teiren mokim the icy star ahu the adlike. Adrine Shmuel laape. Zuktaisvis, Mairi Shahoya Lachola Poches, Machzal Machze. That means if Shmuel turned around, so Koch we have to say it was Machzal Machze. So Mameli turned around. The Mishum Neele Echod, Neele Meele Mishtarie, Ela Heiche Shulnike Shuhu Oisele Tzolche. The Sulay Gazrina Filoba Makiro Ishemo Yarbe Bishvilo. If it's Niker, Shehu Aisel Itzolcha, he said, then it is Mutter, then they weren't Geyser, Afilu B'makir Hishema Yarbe B'Shviloibs. I'm not clear in Taisvis, Feistachais, there's a Psagzeire, in Lachaire, the Londres of Neel Echad, Neel Amei is that if it's not Shayach Shema Yarbe, there's no Isser in Gansen. Sulay Gazrinon, Afilu B'makiroi, Shema Yarbe Bishvili, by near Paspachalnit Shema Yarbe Bishvili. Al Kaponim, Taisus seems to be saying that if it's Nikir Shuaisel Itzolchai, so Mamel, that's that of Nele Echod Nele Meye, and Lamais it's Mutter to be Nene from. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Kol HaKelim Nitlim Bishabis, the Dalsoi Seyen Imohen, Half al pishen is palku, sheinon doimin ledalse sabayis, lepisha einon minamuch. So let us first see how Taisvis learns pshat in the Loshna Mishnah. Let us see the first Taisvis. Kol akelem anitlem bishabis, dalsei seyem imohem, garsine. He says, so the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is saying it's a very blank statement, which is very machudishtik. Kol ha-kelim nitlin b'Shabbos. That is not true. Every keli, one is permitted to be metaltal in Shabbos. There are kelim that are also to be metaltal. So therefore, Taisus was magia. Taisus put a hey. Kol ha-kelim ha-nitlin b'Shabbos. That if it is a keli that is mutal letaltal, is dal say sayem imohem. So the losses are also mutal letaltal. Veloigarsin and kol ha-kelim nitlin, the tuve ike dein nitlim, there are many kelim, which one is not permitted to be metalful. The goy masa ha-godol, the yesed shal machisha, which these are, this is a mukta machmas chasar in kis, the filo rab shimin moide, ke de isa bishili mechilten, ke goyin chal so bas trei kuri, there was like upon the one man the yama that wanted a asar ha-kaveris, that's very big. So Mamela, since it's not Osilatalto, so it's Nifka the Shem Kaili. Dosa Rabbi Bishili Bamemadlikim, Vachen Chatzoitzris Rabbi Yehude, Vener Yoshon, Mos. So Al Kaponim, so with Taisvis is Moisef, Hey, Kola Kalem Hanitlam Bishabis. Is Dalsay Sayim in Mohammed, and it says, Afo Pishin is Palku. Now Rashi did not have this skill set. So let us see Rashi. Kol ha-kelim nitlin b'shabbos. Before we see Rashi, let me just tell you what is the taich dal seisayim imoem. Dal seisayim imoem. So in the Taisus Chadoshim in Mishnayis it says, dal seisayim imoem. Dal seisayim nitlin. Lefi sheruyin lehischaber imoem. That since the dlosos are roy lehischaber imoem, the Mishnah says afal pishen is falku, but dal seisayim imoem, the Ritva says it a little clearer. The Ritva says afal pi sheein mishtamshim ato b'melachtom, adelis of a keli that was nisparik. So now you can't use it for the shimush that was used till now. Mikomokim harei huchenu al gabi aviyim. It became mucham to be used together with the keli. Ve'einom yoytzim mehachonosom kiven shesayfam lachzorsham. Since it's oimit to be returned to the keli, so memele it has a shame keli. So the shame keli it had b'shas chibur. So it still is dal seisayim imoem, the gloss is aluyis lischaber imoem, so they have the same din, like the etzem keli, v'afo pishen yisparku. Now, Rashi did not have Tosfos Gilse with the hay. Rashi did have kol hakei, no, Rashi did not have Tosfos Gilse from hanitlim. So Rashi says a different shot in the Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim nitlim b'shabbos v'dal soiseyem imoem. So Rashi says, kol ha-kelim sheyesh lahem d'losos. He says, here, the tan is mefaret. We are not speaking about ayosei shalmachisha maser ha-godl. We're speaking about a certain type of kelim. Kol ha-kelim sheyesh lahem d'losos. G'gein sheido, teivo, migdol. Nitlin b'shabbos. So we're speaking about a certain type of kelim. The dlosos sheyesh lahem b'tzidom imohen nitlin imohem. That the dlosos from the rehites loshen of Rashi Weistachois that the Tan is telling us the vial that the dlosos that are mechuber sheyesh lahem b'tzidom imohem nitlin imohem. It is telling us now that b'shas the chibur it is nitali moed. Va'af al pi shenisparku. So va'af al pi is a new bovin now. Kol ha-kelim nitlim b'shabbos. The kelim that have losses on nitlim b'shabbos vidal seiseyem imoed. And the losses b'shas chibur are nitali moed. That's one aloch. What is the chiddush? Perhaps we'll see soon. Now, va'af al pishen yisparku, now a new aloche, va'af al pishen yisparku, adlos is min ha-kelim. So it's also nitlin, they're still nitl. Ve'ein doimim l'dlos is abayis, she'ein nitlin. L'fi she'dos is abayis, einim min ha-muchin l'talto, she'ein on kelim. Avol eilu hen kli agav aviyah. So the Mishnah is telling us the difference between Dalsei Sabayis and Dalsei Sakeli. Dalsei Sakeli, so has a Shem Keli on the Delis. So the Shem Keli remains even though it is Nifrak Mina Keli. But the Delis still has the Shem Keli. So that Shem Keli remains. Masha Ein came Dalsei Sabayis never had a Shem Keli. Bishasa was Mechuba Labayis. It also never had a Shem, because it wasn't Mechuba Lekeli. It was Mechuba Labayis. Aval Pi came Bishas Chiburoi. It is not Mukze. But after it becomes Nisparik, so now, since it never had a Shem Keli, now it has no Shimush whatsoever, so now it becomes Mukze. So that's according to Rashi, so that is the Seder of the Mishnah. First the Mishnah is saying, Bishas Chibul, Dalsoy Seyem, Imoem, the Delis is Nigrar. the derlis is nigra with the keli, in be'etzim, this is not a din miyuchid in kelim. This is a din afilu by a derlis abayis is also that the derlis is nistaltal kol's man, it's mechuba to the bayis. But the Mishnah is moisif, but this one nikuda that a dalsis a kelim have all over dalsis abayis. So then already it is better than Dalsis Abayis. Shainim doimel le Dalsis Abayis, levi shainim in amuchan, because the Dalsis Abayis never had a shame keili on it, and this had a shame keili. Noitelo dom kunis lefatzeye boyes ha-goizim. Kao doim lachtich boyes ha-dveilo. Magire. So here we're speaking about lechoyra kli, shemolachte leisa. And the pashas of the Mishnah is that it's mutter le-tzeire kufay. So a person is permitted to use a hammer lefatzeya boyes as a goizin to open up nuts. Kaldem lachtech boyes advele. See, the dvele was hard, so one needed an axe to cut it. Megire logo boyes agvine. One could use a saw to cut the cheese. The cheese was also hard and thick. Magreife ligreif boyes agreigreis. Magreife is a shovel that one is permitted to, that the Groigris and Achavis is permitted to take it out, to take it out with a shovel. Esarachas ve'es hamalgis losis olav lekotten. Here we're speaking about that this is arachas, is also a type of a shovel, and amalgis is a pitchfork, that he wants to hand over to a cotton, the cotton is on the other side of a nachal. He wants to hand it over, so he's allowed to use this keli that has a long handle to hand it over. Es ha-kush ve-es ha-kalka litchoy boy. Now the kush is the keli that they spin the thread on, that the thread gets a point that is used to be misada the chutei ha-shesi when they get tangled up. So these two are also kelim shemalachtom leisel. And one is permitted to use them, l'tzorech tover amuta, as a kush v'sakal ko litchev boi machol. Machal shel yad, little boy is a koit. V'shel sakoyim, this is a small machat, so this is used to take out a splinter. V'shel sakoyim, a larger machat, which was used to sew sacks, which is a big machat, Liftoyach boyes adela. So if one lost his key, he could pick the lock with this machat shol sakoy. Zogt Rashi, kulnis martel devele ma'acher shaso igul ovehi miyoy. Vikoshe kegvine v'tzorich kardoim l'chaytcha. Umagira ke'ein sakin, this is a saw, v'yesh boy p'gimei sabay, logo boyes agvine, Lechatchoy ulechalkoy, lefishim emheres lachteich dovarov, that this was good to use for a thick cheese because it had pkimis to it. Magreife vados a type of a shovel, ligreif boyes agroigris minachovis. Rachas palos, also a type of a shovel, malgis kemin ator shekerim fulke, shel barzel, this is a pitchfork, veloy gimur shenayim, mahapchim boy kash begoyim. Loss is all of the cotton. Mezainis, one can use this to hand over to cotton. Kush pelech, karka royal, litchoy boy lechel boy tusim, v'chol prirach. Machat shel yad, machat cotton shetoyfe boy begodim, v'shel sakoyim machat gdoyle shetoyfrim bo sakim, lefteich boy esadeles, misha ovad mafteicha. Zogti gemor. Kol ha-kelim nitlim, va'af al-pi shenisparku b'shabit. We'll see klol, Rashi Vaisaisara, they didn't have the girse that we have in parentheses b'shabit. The Gemara of Mashmoy said they're speaking about that the dloses amuter, if it was va'af al-pi shenisparku b'shabit. Even though it was nisparik b'shabes, from this wagon, one is permitted to be metaltal the delis. V'loi mi boi b'choil. So vayis tachoyis, a piruk b'shabes is a bigger chiddush than a piruk b'choil. Frek de gemora adarabe, the svar is punfakel. B'shabes, If it was nisparik b'shabes mukhanen al gabi yaviyah, so betchilas knisas hayoyim, it was a chelik of a keli, so then we could say it doesn't lose the shame keli, since it was a keli betchilas knisas hayoyim. B'choyl, but what if it was nisparik b'choyl, ain mukhanen al gabi yaviyah. So when it came Shabbos, we had a delas without any use. So there is a svara to say that you're not metalto. So the afal pishan is palko b'Shabbos l'chayre. There's a bigger chiddush in the kolshkein chayl that is metalto l'chayre. The chiddush is pumfaker. That chayl is a greater chiddush than Shabbos. Amar Abaye ochikom kol akelim nitlin b'Shabbos b'dalsoi seyem imoet. Afal pishan is palko b'choil is nitlin b'shabbos. Let us see Rashi. V'loi mi boi b'choil kasal kedai toch. Why did the Gemara have a hava mine? That the Mishnah is telling us afal pishan is palko b'shabbos v'shtai toch has nispalko is given b'shabbos. Kasal kedai toch v'afal pishan is palko ab'shabbos tiktoni reishikoi. Kol akelem nitlem v'shabbos v'afal pishan is palko is also going on that Shabbos. Diktoni reishikoi, umashme af al pi shenisparku hayoim, mutorim, it is mutor. Veloimi, that's the viaf al pi. Veloimi bol nisparku meyemish, it was nisparik erev Shabbos. Frag the Gemara adarabe, my af al pi shaykh le misne, hovadai nisparku b'shabes ike le mishrei mishum dechi kodish yoime havo mechonim le talfel agav aviyah. There it was mucham agav aviyah. Mashenken nisparku b'chayil, it wasn't mucham agav aviyah. So the Gemara says, no, you're learning long pshat in the Mishnah. Hochiko. V'af al pi loy arevuse de nisparku b'shabes koi, el arevuse de nisparku. So the Reish is speaking about Kol Hakel Mitlum B'Shabbos V'Dal Soi Seyem Imoem when it's Mechuba. As they say, when the Dal Soi Seyem Imoem V'Haf Al Pish and Nispalko, not saying when it was Nispalko. V'Haf Al Piloi HaRevusa De Nispalko B'Shabbos Koi El HaRevusa De Nispalko Oy B'Choyl Oy B'Shabbos Koi V'Loi Mi Boi K'Shein Mechuborim. So that's the Reish. The Reish is telling us that Pishas Chibo, the Zichra Hetel Tiltu. It's like Gora Midalsi Sabayis. Avo Pishan is Parku. So even though Dalsi Sabayis in such a case is also, Abo Dalsi Sakele Mamuta. Zog Toisvis. Ad Rabbe, Bishabis Muchonim Agav Avir. So Taisves Avol Gavda Lekamam Bepirkin. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says as far as that if it was Nisparik B'Shabbos in Mitchilas Knesis Hayoyim, it was Mucham. So then there's as far as to say it doesn't become Mukze. It was Nisparik B'Choyl. So then there's as far as to say it does become Mukze. So there's a greater Chiddush by Nisparik B'Choyl. So Taisves Avol Gavda Lekamam Bepirkin Omar Ipche. The Gemara says, "Afakertes for it." Gabe shivrei kli cheres. If a kli cheres broke and you have shvorim, the shori letalto yosek shenishberu be'erev Shabbos mishenishberu b'Shabbos. The Gemara says, "If it's nishberu b'Shabbos, so there's a shaila if you're allowed to be metalto. Nishberu me'erev Shabbos, is he allowed to be metalto?" So we see if it's a shvira of erev Shabbos. Is this a greatest svorah to be makel betiltul? And here our Gemara says fakel that a piruk in Shabbos is a greatest svorah to be makel. So Taisva says as a meira dikachilik leidam ye the hoche akati keliu. Here we're speaking about that this delis has a shame keli. Why does it have a shame keli? Shadayin oimid l'mlocha rishayne v'roi l'ischaber ha'kisui im ha'keli. That means, even though, as we mentioned before from the Ritva, even though basher hu shom, it is unusable in Gansen, but it has a shame keli because it's oimid l'arze. So memele, so there's a svara to say, so the shame keli is that it's oymed lavsa. And so this zicha a svara to say that if in Tchilas Shabbos it was mechuba to the keli, so Tchilas Shabbos was part of the keli. It's oymed lavsa to the keli. So the zicha, so then the zicha mistava that it's not mukta. If in Tchilas Shabbos it wasn't mechuba to the keli, so memele, then there's a greater svara to say that it is mukta. Avol the kamon, but that's what we're speaking about when it's roi lagza. So then the shame keli is from that what it's oimit to be leischaba to the keli. Avol the kamon leichoshiv keli. Later we're speaking about a kli cheresh nishba. So the kli cheresh nishba is impossible to attach it back to the keli. Why is it not mukte? Elamachma sheoimit lemlocha acher. That means that let's say you had a kli cheres. So before this kli cheres had a base kibble, so it was oimid to put food in it. Now that it broke, so it lost the base kibble, but you could still use it for kisui keli. So it has now a different shimush what it has before. No, a kisui keli is also a keli. So memele is a zoi. So if it was nishban erev Shabbos. So memele, so erev Shabbos it was a kisui keli. So memele is not mukta when it became Shabbos. That means even though it once had a history of being a chelik of a keli, but now it's not mukta because it is a shimush of a kisui keli. But what is it was nishbar in Shabbos? So memele hilkach shenishbar b'Shabbos also tvei davi noilod. But if kli cheres shenishbar in Shabbos. So since before it was the shame keli was alt was part of a kli kibble. Now that it became nishbar, so now it became a new type of keli. Now it became a kisui keli. So there is a svara to say if you hold the muktzah of noilot, so fakir this kisui keli was not in existence betchilas haShabbos. In the middle of Shabbos is givor and a kisui keli. So there is a svara to say that nishbar b'Shabbos is worse. Zog the Gemara weiter, Tanna Rabbanon, Deles shel Sheida v'shel Teve v'shel Migdol, Neutle. A person is permitted to take off the Deles, to remove the Deles, Avoloi Machzirin, but you're not allowed to stick it back on again. V'shel Lul shel Tanna Goylin, Loi Neutlin v'loi Machzirin. A Lul shel Tanna Goylin is you're not allowed to take it off, you're not allowed to put it back on. Zok de Gemara zay, bishloy me shalu shel tam de goyim kasova, kiven de mechabri ba'are, since it's mechubo le karke, yesh binyin be karke, yesh stire be karke, the lul is mechubo le karke, so slipping off or putting back on falls into the category of binyin and stire. And this doesn't have the din of binyin be kalem, stire be kalem, this is mamish karke. Ela shall shade vishal teva vishal migdal my kasova. I kasova yesh binyin bekalim. If he holds yesh binyin bekalim. And therefore, that's why loy machzirin. So the mele yesh tira bekalim. So you should be consistent. So just like you're not allowed to put back on the delis, you shouldn't be permitted to take off the delis. Out stira. Vi ain't stira bekalim. And if he holds that by kalim, there's no din stira, that's why you're permitted to take it off. There's ain binyan bekalem, so why is ain marzira? On a rabbi, lo'ilam kasova, yesh binyan bekalem, v'yesh stira bekalem. Be'emesin, he holds that there's binyan and stira. Aye, so why does it say noitlin? V'shenitlu koma, does not mean that you're permitted to take it off. Deleshol sheido. Shenitlu is the loy machzira. That is pshat. He's not telling us aloch. Ein chanami. Netil is also awesome. Amalei rove shtei tshuvis bedova. Chode de nitlin ktoni. The Mishnah, the Baraisa Vaistachais is telling us what you're permitted to do. Not an occurrence that it was nitl, you're not allowed to be machzira. The nitlin ktoni. For oi, my avol loy machzirin. What's the avol? if it's telling us neutling, you're allowed to take it and for some reason or other, one can differentiate between the til and chazore, so it's very good to avol, even though it's neutling, avol loy marzire. But if you're saying that it's not neutling also, it's nitlu, so what's the avol? Elo marob. Kosovar ein binyan bekelim, the ein stira bekelim. So memele, so in Mikaradin is neutling umarzire. But they asked, Chazorek Zeire Shemo Yitoka. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Neutlin, Mashme, Mesalkin Oysom, Beshabes, Meheker Tzir Shalem. Lu, Binyin, Ha'osil, Tarne Goylim, Loi Neutl, Vamachzir, Kedem Aforish, Vazel. Chazor, Osoi, Binyin, Mamishu, Visi, Lukoi, Stire Gmuri. Frag de Gemore Maika Sovo Shemater Siluke Voisa Chazorosoi. What is the difference? Ika Sovo Yesh Binyin Bekelem Vachazorosoi Binyin Al Kolchochem Yesh Binyin Yesh Stire Vamay Neutlen Vishenitlu Koma. So Abai said Shenitlu Vohochi Koma Deles Shel Teivo Shedo Migdo Shenitlu Ein Marzire. Ata gefragt my avo, kiven de loitane neutlin, le shaykh le misni avo. Loilom kesovar, ein stire, ve ein bing. So the etzim, removing and returning, is there's no shayla. Hilkach neutlin, umiyu ein marzirin, midarabono. Zeiro shema yitoka bachazoke besakim ve yisaydis. Maybe he might attach it bechayzik. V'havelei gemar meloche, v'chayev mishumake bepatish. So Rashi learns pshat that the chayzik is Rashi had a problem. And thus, if you hold ein binyan bekelim ve'ein stira bekelim, so what's the iser of chayzik? So agavuche, before we see what Rashi says, the Ramban and the Kuf Beis Amid Beis says Pshat Na Gemara as follows. The Ramban says, the Chiyam Rinen Ein Binyan Bekeilim, Hani Mili Bekeili Shenisparik. Ein Binyan Bekeilim means that a keili that was taken apart, you can take it apart, you can put it back together, it has removable parts, so the removing and the returning is not, there's no Isser of Binyan. Bekeilim. Avol oise keili, but what if a person creates a keili? So there is no klal, ein lecha binyin godlo mizeh. That is called that if he's making something new, ein binyin bekeilim means the keili, the sustaining gate, the removing and returning, that doesn't fall into the category of binyin. But to make a keili, ein lecha binyin godlo mizeh. V'chol heichet de toka bi yisaydes, chayev mishum boinet. That's called, so this is something new that wasn't existing before. Before I had a keili that the parts were removable. Now I'm making a keili that it is not removable anymore. So schayev mishum boine. The loike moishe perish rashi mishum ake bepatish. So the Ramban is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi weistois held that, not like the Ramban, ein binyan bekeilim is the whole musig of binyan is non-existent by Caleb. The Mela, therefore, Rashi had to say, Ipsanulam this, that if he was Mahadikit Bechayzik, so Mela, so then there's a Nuchi about Smakibapatish. And that's called the Gmar Meloch of the Keli. Now the Keli becomes Nigmar, that it's Kavua. So Mela, so then the Chiv is about Smakibapatish. Let us see Tais. Lo'ilom kesavar yesh binyan bekeilim. That was Abaye's teretz. So Rashi learned pshat what's the taich neutlin? Shenitlu. If it was taken off, not allowed to put it back again. But there's no halacha in neutlin. Taisus does not want to learn like that. Taisus says uch shenitlu. That what Abaye says, v'shenitlu mitaltalim koma. He means to say that when it was taken off, one is permitted to be mitaltal. Shenitlu has in it a double type. When it was taken off, it's mitaltal. V'hochi perish abraisa. Dele shel sheida teva omigdo, nitlin, perish, mitaltalin, kshenitlin. He says, that's the halacha that it says in the Mishnah. That kolakelom nitl b'shavas ala daf avu pishin ispalku. So that what is the Baraisa is telling us. Mitaltum kshenitlin. V'loike perish akuntrish, the meforesh shenitlim diktoni hainu shenitlu koma. That it's just speaking about when it was taken off. So how will you say the sefer? So if nitlim is a double v'yifuchai, so if nitlim means if it was taken off, so we pass the zogin v'shalu shaltan the goylim loy nitlim. Can't be taken off. But according to Taisus, it's very good. Akel Neutlin means there's a double Taish in the word. That when it was taken off, one is permitted to be metaltal. Mishalu shaltan the goylem loy Neutlin. If it was taken off, it is not permitted to be metaltal. Eloloshin tiltalu kid the pirash. Opore. Vohanami. So the Marsha's Girsa is as follows. Bonami Neutlin Ktoni. So the Marshal learns Pshat in Taisvis as follows. He didn't make a different Girse. It says Neutlin. So Neutlin means that if it was taken off, one is permitted to be metalpoli. So the Gemara asks, but in Neutlin, there's another mashmois. Neutlim does not only mean after was taken off, it can be metaltal. There's a mashmois of neutlim, the one is permitted to take it off. Vonami neutlim, this is the Marsha's Girsa. Vonami neutlim ktoni. So there's a mashmois of neutlim that is permitted to be taken off. And then the Vesach Dinge Meterka Shevaoi, my avol loy machzirim. If the Mishnah is just telling us, Adin in Hilchis Tiltal, that if it was taken off, one is permitted to be metaltal. So what is Shai? One is permitted to be metaltal, avoloi marzirem, but you're not permitted to put it back up. Loishayech lemisne amilsei, the loishayech klau lemai da'airi bodemi korit. The loishayech klau lemai da'airi bodemi korit komar nitlet. The avol klepsechnit. Hey, the halacha of before and the halacha you're saying now is no shaykhit. The mikore kamar nitlin shemuta letalto. The ain bayisa mukze. So before he's telling me what, that this a heta tilto. The hoda kamar avoloi marzirin. But you're not, even though it's metalto, avoloi marzirin. Shuhu mishum iser binye. Ma inyin zeitzel ze. It's not shayach to say avol. He says, if before I'm saying that the iser binyan is not nistar from the heter tilto. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kasha.